This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Brothers Brother Foundation. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Welcome to Pittsburgh Works. I'm your host, Mangino. Along with me today, Ozzie Samad. He is the president of Brothers Brother Foundation. Ozzie, welcome to Pittsburgh Works. Good to have you.
Mangino, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
There are a lot of things that are happening around the world that are in need of attention from organizations just like yours, the Brothers Brother Foundation. And the one that is still first and foremost in people's mind is what's happening in Hawaii, in Maui, with the wildfire and the absolute destruction of a portion of that island. And Brothers Brother stepping up and doing what it can to be able to give aid and comfort to those people. Talk about that, please.
Indeed, Mangino. You know, I have made this comment a couple of times. And, you know, when you look at the destruction and the devastation that has really taken place on the island of Maui, honestly, the first pictures to me reminded me of Dresden in Germany. I know the scales are different and the circumstances obviously are different. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, the devastation was just absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, from our perspective, you know, watching something like that, it was key for us to respond in some way. And that is what we did.
And what ways did you do that? Because the need is pretty overwhelming. The reports out of Hawaii, there are many people who are still feeling as though they're not getting the level of support from the government that they need and believe they deserve. But Brothers Brother is already providing materials for the people in Maui. What's been going on?
No, indeed, Mangino. And, you know, there are two parts to any such response. I mean, first is the immediate response. And, you know, we were really fortunate where we received 14 pallets of baby formula, which was generously donated by Giant Eagle, one of our corporate partners. We have hygiene kits that were assembled by local volunteers, your listeners, at our warehouse on the north side, two pallets of those, along with personal size tarps donated by Alcoa, another corporate partner. And we also have MSA, which is, you know, Mine Safety, giving us hard hats and so on. So our first response was to be to see how it is that we could help immediately, you know, on the disaster side. Mm-hmm. And what we also did was provide grants to organizations such as the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, the Maui Food Bank, Motor for the People, which is a Maui nonprofit that's extending no-cost medical aid to wildfire victims on site in the clinic, and also via a mobile medical unit, which I'm sure, you know, as your listeners may have heard, is something that we are involved with extensively. So that's part of our immediate response. But the truth is, you know, when you look at disasters, and Puerto Rico comes to mind, which I know, you know, you have been, you've covered extensively and have gone there multiple times, that the response continues after the initial needs. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this case, the initial needs are still being met. And as you mentioned, you know, there are a number of issues in terms of people getting the support. And honestly, there are issues in terms of people that are still missing. And I've heard reports, you know, all the way from 850 to 1300 or somewhere in between of people who are still missing on the island. So, you know, from our perspective, there are two different aspects to it. So this has been the immediate response. And then comes what's next. And I'd be happy to go into that, too. But before we go there, I do want to mention one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we reached out to your listeners, to people of the city of Pittsburgh, the surrounding areas, and I cannot tell you the response and how meaningful and substantive it has been. And this, you know, from individuals out there, you know, when you think of, you know, Maui, Hawaii, and so on, what comes to mind is vacations, affluence, and so on. But that's not the complete story. You know, there are people on the island who are in need. There are people on the island who are not all rich and famous.
Yes.
So, you know, they badly need the support. And I've got to tell you, Mangino, your listeners, they've come through like they always have. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but it just amazes me. Just the, you know, the graciousness of people to help their fellow citizens. I think it's part of the fabric of this country. And with all, you know, the different things that we argue about politically, this is out of a difficult situation. This is something that is really meaningful to see.
It is pretty remarkable. You think about the people of Pittsburgh and how they step up consistently, time after time, year after year, to give to those who are in need. And the listeners of KDKA have been remarkable over the years with all of the different charities that they supported, including Brothers Brother Foundation. One of the things I was thinking about as you were talking about the aid to Hawaii is that considering how far away Hawaii ultimately is across the continent and then almost halfway across an ocean, to get supplies there can take some time and be of some degree of expense. Is it more beneficial to the local organizations that are in Hawaii to have dollars funnel through you at Brothers Brother to then work with your partners on the island to get them the need that they have, to get them what they need in regards to the services to be provided to the people who are experiencing the devastation of these fires?
Without doubt. And that's why, you know, we do a combination of, you know, both parts. Initially, it's okay, they need this, you know, different types of things. I mean, the baby formula I was telling you about, you know, not that long ago was in critical short supply. So something like that, you know, makes sense. But our goal and role is always to focus on working through organizations that are already on the ground. So, you know, initially, one of the things that we did immediately was to assess who was doing what on the ground. So we have an ongoing, working document that we update. And now, fortunately, you know, because of our contacts, not only have we spoken to the organizations and supported the ones that I mentioned, but actually had a long call yesterday with one of the physicians who's the head of psychiatry for one of the major hospitals and also universities in Hawaii in terms of the mental health aspect of this response. You know, oftentimes it's an area that's overlooked, and we're fortunate that we have worked with, you know, physicians here at UPMC, Highmark, and so on the response in Ukraine. And even though, you know, one would call that a man-made calamity versus, or at least a human-made calamity versus, you know, what's going on in Hawaii or what went on in Puerto Rico. But the impact on people is similar in some ways, and especially on children.
Yes.
You know, if you think about it, here we're talking about getting ready to go back to school, right? Families are getting ready. You're shopping for your kids, school supplies, you name it. You know, over there you have a situation where, you know, children may have lost parents, family members. You know, I've read all kinds of awful stories, unfortunately. There's a kid or a child who, you know, passed away holding his dog.
Wow.
So because of the fire. So, you know, those kind of things really have an impact on, you know, people's minds and so on. So we had a long conversation, and that's one of the areas that we're focusing on is mental health. So, you know, I think I've mentioned this previously, but our goal is to complement the work that's already being done and not replicate it or be redundant in any way. So, you know, we had a long conversation with the head of the unit I was telling you about, the psychiatric unit, and we're trying to ascertain exactly how it is that we can help provide these services. Now, what's very, very interesting and what came out of those conversations is how you work with existing, say, primary care physicians, and a part of that, you know, could be having somebody, whether it's the psychologist, psychiatrist, and so on and so forth, talk to the patients about what's gone on, how they're coping, and so on. So, you know, another area is working through the local FQHCs. You may recall FQHCs are federally qualified health centers that really work to help, you know, people who may not have the means and so on. So these are different avenues of working, and that is what we've been exploring and we're working on extensively.
Okay, once again, brothersbrother.org is the website, brothersbrother.org. Click the donate tab and click USA, U.S. Disaster Relief. Stick around, more coming up. The latest on what's happening with Ukraine, donations continuing to come in, and as long as they do, aid continues to go out. Details about that next on Pittsburgh Works.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Thank you for listening to Pittsburgh Works. I'm your host, Mangino. With me, Brothers President Ozzie Samad. We were just talking about the relief efforts for Maui, and now an effort that's been going on now for over a year. It is not the top story any longer in the nightly news. However, the need for the people in Ukraine continues. And Ozzie, the efforts that are being made there continue to go on, and individuals are continuing in their desire to provide support and go through you at Brothers Brother to provide that to the people of Ukraine.
Indeed, Mangino. You know, as you mentioned, you know, different stories come and go. You know, we have what's going on in Hawaii, you know, issues in different areas of a country, California recently. But the story as far as Ukraine goes, you know, that crisis continues. And what has really amazed me, and I, you know, mentioned this a little while ago in terms of the response to Hawaii, but the interest that people still have in helping those affected by what's going on in Ukraine just absolutely amazes me. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a phone call. One of my colleagues actually picked up the phone and was speaking to a lady, you know, not from this area, a couple of states over. You know, it's key that I keep the confidentiality for people. But, you know, they were asking about what we are doing, you know, and so on and so forth. So my colleague's right, you know, about 10 feet away from me. So I heard the conversation and, you know, and it's not like it was somebody who was calling who, we don't know, but who was necessarily, you know, super affluent or anything like that. It was somebody who was in the 70s. You know, she and her sister were both interested in making an impact in Ukraine. And, you know, yesterday we received a check for $40,000.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just amazing to me. And, you know, just because I know a little bit more about the situation, and I can't really, you know, reveal that as such, that was, I mean, that's a large amount of money for anybody. But to me, it just amazed me that they were willing to make such a donation, contribution, and towards helping others halfway across the world. So, you know, this goes back to what I was talking about of the spirit of people that they so want to help and are looking for, at least I like to think, a trusted source where, you know, they can give the funds and know that it's going to go where it's supposed to go. So that part is just amazing to me. Again, the needs in Ukraine continue from a humanitarian perspective. You know, we're continuing to send medicines that are needed. You know, fortunately, in some ways, it's improved where they can get some things, you know, in country. But nonetheless, there are a lot of needs that are still there from a humanitarian perspective. Mm. And, you know, people are still helping in those and just stepping up to the plate, so to speak, and just supporting our efforts.
Two things come to mind. Are you able to divulge anything along the lines of how these sisters even discovered you in the first place, considering they're not in Pennsylvania, they're not in the Pittsburgh region, they're not even in Ohio or West Virginia? Any insights on how they even discovered Brothers Brother?
Actually, I don't know, to be honest.
Okay.
But I will say this, that ever since, you know, the war in Ukraine started, and our response is fairly robust, that it does seem like Brothers Brothers' name has gone out even more. A bit more people have got to know about what it is that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're very fortunate, you know, of having a history where, you know, we've done this kind of work for a long time, And, you know, I think I've mentioned this to you before in terms of, you know, where we send things or how we account for things. I always keep in mind, you know, an elderly person, could be, you know, somebody like my mother, for instance, or anybody else who is out there shopping, and maybe on a given day, you know, she doesn't buy yogurt, so they can send us money or something to that effect.
Yes.
So, you know, we have the large donations, but we also have people of different means who give any amounts. You know, sometimes we'll get an envelope with a $5 bill in it. And, you know, that person may have to save, it may have taken them a lot to even do that. So, you know, all those donations are meaningful. But from our perspective, if you keep, you know, things like that in mind, it keeps your head on straight when you are looking to help others and spend the money that really is given to us by others to help others.
Right.
So, you know, our responsibility to me is just is paramount, that we do the right thing. And that's what we do.
And as a result of doing that right thing all of the time, it must put a warm feeling in your heart as the president, because I know it does for me as a board member, that people of great distances that may not know of Brothers Brother the way that we all do within our Pittsburgh community, these sisters had choices. There are many other organizations that they could have selected, some of them with real national prominence, and they chose Brothers Brother to make that donation. That they sent not only a check to Brothers Brother, Ozzy, they sent belief, they sent confidence, they sent a statement of faith that Brothers Brother is going to do the absolute best that they can with this $40,000 to impact as many people's lives as possible. What does that mean to you?
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, it is exactly as you said. It does fill your heart with warmth. But I will be honest that it does put a weight on one's shoulders where, you know, when people trust you, and, you know, more often than not, you know, I was talking a little bit ago that, you know, when we find somebody that we trust, you know, we believe in them and we believe what they say. We don't go and sit there and try to work out every single thing that somebody is doing, because you have an element of trust. You know that they're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts a measure of weight on our shoulders, as I was saying, and mine in particular, to do the right thing and to make sure that, you know, it's always the right thing. So I like to think that we do the right thing when the TV cameras are on, or the radio, I'm on radio or speaking to the public, and we do the right thing when no one's watching. And that is key, you know, to one's, your actual makeup, you know, what it is that your actual being is. You do the right thing when no one's watching.
That's right.
And that, I believe, is what this organization is all about.
Brothersbrother.org is the website. At the top right-hand corner, click the donate tab if you would. And then once you do, you can make your gift designation, whether it be to U.S. disaster relief, like what we talked about earlier in the previous segment regarding Maui. There's also a couple of options for you for Ukrainian Neurology Fund and the Ukraine Relief Fund, like the beautiful ladies over a couple of states away decided to give $40,000 toward. And there are other efforts as well. We will talk about them, including the mobile clinic that has started here, continues here, and then there's a demand for these mobile clinics around the country, too. We'll get to all of that coming up next on Pittsburgh Works.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Thank you for listening to Pittsburgh Works. I'm your host, Mangino. With me, Ozzy Samad. He's the president of Brothers Brother Foundation. Ozzy, we talked about what's going on in Maui and how Brothers Brother continues to help the those who are experiencing desperate needs in Ukraine. And there's also a aspect to where Brother's Brother provides services right here at home in Pittsburgh. And then what started off here has been branching out not only across the country, but in some respects, other portions of the world too. Mobile clinics. What are these and how is it that they have kind of taken off, if you will, with a lot of interest from people from all over?
That has been an area, Mangino, that is, I've spoken about it a few times, that's really been a focus of our work within the U.S. You know, something that really sticks out to me, is pretty amazing, is the healthcare disparities. Amazing in a bad way, in a sense, are the healthcare disparities within our own country. You know, we work all over the world, and, you know, I do want to reiterate that, that any of our work here is in addition to what we're continuing to do, you know, across the world. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take away from that. But, you know, it's, you don't have to travel too far from, you know, Pittsburgh proper, or I would even argue within the city, to see the healthcare disparities. You know, you have people who are on street corners, who, you know, literally are panhandling. They're homeless. They don't, you know, have any place to go. And they certainly, you know, don't have adequate health care. So one of the things that for us was critical was to figure out how we could make an impact in our own footprint, you know, in addition to helping people across the world. So, you know, through this, through a lot of research, mobile clinics came out as being key in reaching people who really cannot get to health centers in an easy way, an efficient way. And if you think about it, you know, I mean, one aspect of this is the elderly. You know, how do they leave where wherever it is that they might live? Mm-hmm. And sometimes have to grab bus to location one, bus to location two. Hopefully the buses are on time.
Right.
Hopefully it's not snowing. And, you know, what other issues that might be out there. So, you know, that's one aspect of it. I mean, you have people who are homeless, as I was mentioning, who have no access to healthcare. And then, you know, if you get not too far from here, go to Appalachia, it's a whole different story in terms of the needs and so on. So what started off originally with one mobile clinic, which was for vision and diabetes screening, and that's the one we provided to the Eye and Ear Foundation. And one might ask why. The reason is that they are able to get to the people who need the services. So that has since expanded. We have now just provided one to a free clinic in Florida that is going out to meet the needs of, you know, people who might be immigrants, people who are in need. I mean, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
There is another one that we just delivered to a federally qualified health center in Kentucky, and that's to go into rural areas. I mean, if you think about it, you know, rural areas themselves are what's called, you know, healthcare deserts, where
yes,
you don't have physicians on every street corner. So, you know, there are many different ways. And there's another one that we're providing to AHN, Allegheny Health Network, specifically, that's going to go see the elderly patients. You know, so for us, it's key in terms of being able to address these healthcare needs. Now, an area that's really interesting, Mangino, that I had frankly never thought of was hearing deficiencies. So, you know, when you start, when your eyes start going bad, you know, at whatever age, you know, the TV is blurry, maybe something you're reading is not as clear as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you know somewhat that you can address this. When you start losing your hearing, what ends up happening is oftentimes, you know, you may not realize initially. So you start speaking maybe more loudly. Things are not as clear. Your TV ends up being louder. The other aspects is, certain aspects of it are people stop going to restaurants because there's too much ambient noise in the background and you cannot hear.
Yes.
So the ramifications thereof are that people start getting more lonely because they're not going out as much. So, and then one other aspect of this is people are used to wearing glasses. Someone was joking the other day that, you know, people wear glasses who don't need glasses because it looks cool. But nobody in general wants to be seen wearing a hearing aid.
So fortunately, they're getting smaller and smaller, you know, and more effective. But so what we're working on right now are two different audiology programs where hopefully we can provide mobile clinics, so which can go out into the community, you know, visit, say, elderly homes, mm-hmm. visit, you know, whoever it might be that needs the services. So that's something that we're working on literally as we speak.
And there is a mobile health clinic drop-down tab if you click on the donate button by going to brothersbrother.org and make a donation for those specifically. And Ozzie, my understanding is that these mobile health clinics are very popular in other developing countries as well, where you talk about healthcare deserts here in the States. If you live in Appalachia, difficulties in being able to get transportation just here in the Pittsburgh region to go see a doctor, it could take an entire day, you know, buses and connectings there and then back again, where you have people who are living in developing countries that there just isn't a healthcare facility that's anywhere nearby. Mobile health clinics like this help provide care to people they otherwise just could never even imagine having access to.
No, indeed, Benjino, and that's something that's, you know, really important to us. First of all, you know, BBF has been working around the world since 1958. So, you know, I want all your listeners to know that, you know, anything that we're doing domestically doesn't take away from our international work, but adds to it.
Yes.
So, you know, when you look at other countries that, you know, generally don't have the kind of road network that we have and so on and so forth, we have seen the importance of these types of mobile clinics and the impact that they can make. So something that we are working on, and again, you know, these are large projects and they take a long time, but is the idea of, say, working in Malawi with a whole fleet of mobile clinics that are anchored, so to speak, to the hospitals that are across the country. So there would be certain differences. The way we are envisioning this is, you know, we have, you know, one might grumble about our roads on a daily basis in terms of the potholes, but at least we have a roadway system. Hmm. You know, in other countries, they may not have a roadway system, or it might be a system of dirt roads. So again, going back to, you know, a country like Malawi, our thought is that, and we've had discussions on this, is what if you could essentially blanket the country with mobile clinics that are anchored to the hospitals with whom we already have relationships, you know, going back decades, because we've been providing medical supplies and equipment and pharmaceuticals and so on and so forth, and having these mobile clinics be able to go out into the countryside to help people who don't even have access to a bus because there is no bus system to speak of. Mm. So, you know, the importance of something like that, now they would be different from the ones here, because we might have to use, say, a four-wheel drive as the platform and build on top of it. But that's, you know, one of the projects globally that we're thinking about. And, you know, we've done a lot of work in Ghana with our partners there. And that's another country where I could see this program being replicated, you know, very similar to our thoughts in Malawi. So, you know, those are two of the programs in addition to our normal relief work that's going on a daily basis, that we're envisioning making a, you know, meaningful impact in the lives of people.
Ozzie Samad is with us. He's the president of Brothers Brother Foundation. More coming up with him in a moment on Pittsburgh Works on KDKA.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Thank you for listening to Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio. I'm Angino. Our guest, Ozzie Samad, he's the president of Brothers Brother Foundation. And Ozzie, we talked about Maui and what Brothers Brother is doing there, what you continue to do in Ukraine, not only with Ukrainian relief, the Ukraine Urology Fund. You also have Operation Renew Prosthetics. Real quickly, can you give us an idea of what that is and how that ties into Ukraine?
Certainly, Mangino. Operation Renew Prosthetics focuses on getting prosthetics and rehabilitation treatment for Ukrainian servicemen who have lost their limbs. Hmm. You know, I went to the location where there were three servicemen there. You know, one was a 21-year-old kid. I shouldn't say kid, but effectively somebody in college. or who would be in college here, who lost both legs, you know, right below the hips, both legs. So, you know, I can think back to being 21, being in college, you know, doing this, doing that, playing this, playing that. And then what kept going through my mind was, wow, you know, every single day he wakes up and it doesn't go away. It's not as if that, you know, you're not feeling well and then 2 days later you're okay. This stays with you and this will stay with him for the rest of his life. So from our perspective, if there's anything that we can do, you know, to help out, it is just key to be able to do that. And, you know, our response is from a humanitarian perspective. I realize they're servicemen, but they're humans who need help. And, you know, this goes on. There was another person whose arm was basically blown off, shoulder down. Wow. Who's getting learning to use, you know, a new prosthetic, and they have to go through rehab and so on. So for us, it was critical. You know, there's another aspect to this, and that's not related to Operation Renew Prosthetics, but we've also assisted. There have been children who've had this happen to them. You know, there's this little girl, this is the most adorable picture. She must be about, I don't know, 8 years old maybe. And she had this purple mermaid, what's it called, the bottom half, you know, it looks like a mermaid.
Oh, yes.
And it'd be very cute, other than the fact the reason she has it on is because her legs were blown off.
Oh, my.
So, but she's smiling and whatnot. So, you know, we've been working in that regard. Also, you know, there are other kids who've been impacted. So, you know, BBF has been working across the board to try to assist in these circumstances. So different programs, different projects, but all meaningful and critical work.
And I encourage everyone, when you go to the website, brothersbrother.org, and click the donate tab in the top right corner, to then click on gift designation and read the different areas that you can donate monies toward. And every dollar toward that area goes right back out again. But there's another tab that I want to talk about that is critically important, and it's the BBF General Fund, where all the other ones, it's dollar in, dollar back out again. But there's an operation that needs to be taken care of. There's warehouses, there's offices, there's payroll for the people who are doing the work. There are utilities that have to be taken care of. That general fund is critically important to make it possible to have all of the other dollars in those other funds go dollar in, dollar back out again. Am I right about this, Ozzy?
Oh, you are. You are, man. You know, that's, you know, you're dead on. And what that also allows us to do is direct the funds that come in towards projects where we think are most important. So, you know, that's another way of, and frankly, we get, you know, a lot of donations in the general fund. What it allows us to do is, as I said, direct funds towards specific projects. And really, it's people's trust in us is what it comes back to at the end of the day, where if they're not sure where they want it to go, and they help us actually run the operations, which I'm pleased to report, quite honestly, are as efficient as can possibly be. What your listeners are doing in terms of whether it's specific designation, the general fund, and so on, is placing their trust in us. And they should know that we are absolutely dedicated to making sure what it is that they want, which is to help others, is exactly what it is that's happening.
Brothersbrother.org is the website. Once again, once you go there, click on the donate tab and then make your gift designation wherever you see fit and whatever amount that you see fit. Ozzy, for those that are listening and are not computer literate and would rather write a check to Brothers Brother, what is the best way for them to do this?
They could write a check to Brothers Brother Foundation, and they can send it to our address on the north side, which is 1200 Galveston Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15233. That's 1200 Galveston Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
And if they were to write in the memo portion, U.S. disaster relief, does that then count the same way as we were talking about the drop-down menus or to the general fund or Ukrainian relief, whatever it might be?
Oh, yes, indeed. Exactly the same. It's just a different way of putting the funds in, you know, whatever is most convenient to them. We have a P.O. box also that we send out when we send out our newsletter. So they all, it all ends up in the same location. So it's just a matter of what's most convenient for your listeners.
Ozzy Samad, Ozzy, thank you so much for your time. Do appreciate this. Love the work that is being done at Brothers Brother, not only around the world when the disaster pops, you guys are there to be able to provide the relief. And one of the things that's most important to me is that it's not just when it's popular. It's for years later at times when all the cameras are gone, people are then focused on the latest thing, but you're still there providing the relief, providing the long-term care, helping them get back on their feet, because disaster strike and then the rebuilding effort, Ozzy, real quick, can take years and years after an earthquake, a hurricane, a tsunami of some kind, whatever it may be.
Indeed, Mangino. And, you know, I bring Puerto Rico back as an example. So that was 2017. And we are still doing work in Puerto Rico. As a matter of fact, there's a solar project right now that I was discussing this morning on a clinic facility. So 6 years later, that is continuing. So, you know, same goes with Hawaii. After, you know, all, as you mentioned, all the cameras are gone and so on, the work will continue. And that's really what we're trying to do is, you know, respond to the immediate disaster, but help people get back on their feet. I mean, that's really key.
Brothers Brother Foundation, website brothersbrother.org, and the president, Ozzy Samad. Ozzy, great talking to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mangino. Same there.
And thank you for listening to Pittsburgh Works on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Brothers Brother Foundation. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
The preceding program was pre-recorded.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.